USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The border is not secure.
Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey speaking there on Fox News. Ducey saying he recently spoke with Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, who he said he believes doesn't understand the migrant situation at the U.S.-Mexico border.
Secretary Mayorkas and I had a conversation. I really felt at the end of the conversation that he was divorced by reality. He tried to sign off by saying to me, the border is secure. And I pushed back and said, Mr. Secretary, that type of communication will ring with complete inauthenticity in the state of Arizona.
Google did not infringe Oracle's copyright when it used that company's programming code in the Android cell phone operating system. The Supreme Court ruled Monday, overturning a lower court ruling that favored Oracle. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Woke culture. It's choking America. Erasing our history. Threatening our freedoms, our laws, and even our police. Now, Grant Stinchfield exposes the secret woke agenda and the hidden players behind this very dangerous movement. Watch Stinchfield tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax TV as he reveals the real dangers to you and your family. Everyone is talking about Stinchfield because each night he gives you the cold, hard truth you need to know. Newsmax is now America's fastest-growing cable news channel on all major systems. If you don't get it, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax or you'll switch. Remember, you can get Newsmax free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, and smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, Vizio, or LG. It's even free on your smartphone. Just download the free Newsmax app and start watching. So find out about woke and its dangerous plans for America on Grant Stinchfield tonight. Just tune into Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people.
A third batch of $1,400 stimulus checks is out the door. The latest round reportedly includes plus-up payments to those eligible for more money if their 2020 tax returns have been processed by the IRS. More than 130 million people so far have received checks that were authorized in the massive stimulus bill that was recently signed by President Biden. The IRS is urging taxpayers to get their taxes filed so they can take advantage of all money coming to them. The second week of witness testimony is underway in the murder trial of former police officer Derek Chauvin, who's accused of killing George Floyd. The doctor who pronounced Floyd dead and the Minneapolis police chief are expected to take the stand this week. In a pretrial motion hearing, Judge Peter Cahill issued a split ruling allowing another part of Chauvin's body-worn camera to be shown to the jury. Chauvin facing three charges, including second-degree murder in Floyd's death. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Thinking you'll rent a car for your next trip? Well, think again. Shortages are slamming the United States right now, and industry insiders say the problem is only growing worse, much worse. The high demand translated into rates between $200 and $300 for a compact car, with many airport rental agencies completely out of inventory.
This is a perfect storm on multiple fronts because the car rental companies sold off their inventories when a year ago no one was leaving their homes. And now that demand is coming back, they simply just can't get cars quick enough.
Brian Kelly, founder of PointsGuy.com, speaking there on ABC News. Kelly also telling ABC News if you are able to find a car, you will pay.
We're seeing in general a 30% increase in car rental rates, and in some markets like Hawaii and Florida, we're seeing up to 300% increases. So you're looking at $250 and up in some markets. So the cost of your car can be way more than your flight these days.
And finally, one company is giving nearly all of its employees a week off in order to avoid burnout. LinkedIn is offering the time away from work, and it includes events every day for workers who feel isolated during their week off, including volunteer opportunities. The company, owned by Microsoft, is calling this week Rest Up. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.